Good afternoon, church.
欢迎大家来到教会。
整英语没有反应。
So I was asked to speak in English today. So stay with my interpreter in
English. 今天我被教会派遣用英文来讲道 ，Stanley 做国语的翻译。
So Merry Christmas.
圣诞快乐。
圣诞快乐。爸爸妈妈 ，My first language is Cantonese. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
圣诞快乐，新年快乐。
I forgot this is my first time to be in English in this church.
我忘记了，这是我第一次用英文来这教会来讲。
So is it my first time? I'm asking because it's been over 10 years.
是的。
Today the scripture was chosen from John chapter 1 verse 1 to 14.
今天我们选读的经文是约翰福音一章一到十四。
This is a very powerful message.
这是非常有能力的话语。
So that's why we need to ask the Lord that God is speaking to us today, not me, not standing, but God is speaking through His word to us.
所以我们这边恳求上帝通过这段的经文，不是通过牧师或者 Stanley 向大家亲自的说话。
Before the sermon begins, let's pray. I will pray in English and Mandarin.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, thank you so much for today. There's a few more days that we will celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Your incarnation will come to this earth. It's full of grace and full of truth. Father, we begin to sense your love by seeing baby Jesus coming to this world. In your prayer, Father, I ask your Holy Spirit to continue to guide us to experience your love, your unceasing love, your abundant love to us. Especially in this Christmas season, we ask you to guide us to focus on Jesus alone, because you are the reason for the season.
感谢上帝，感谢你，是吧？感谢你，因为你真的差遣的独生儿子来到我们的当中。当我们见到耶稣的时候，我们见到你对于我们每一个的爱是那么的深，那么的有恩典。主啊，求你让我们这是在迎接的圣诞节的时候，让我们的眼目是淡淡仰望的耶稣基督。主啊，是因为你是。圣诞节的原因，因为你没有你，几乎没有什么可以庆祝的。感谢我们的主，求主你的话语对我们每个人说话，我们达到共识，心灵永久。
阿门。
The topic today is God's with us. Is child of God.
今天我们讲的题目是神与我们同在，做神的儿女。
So after Christmas, when you go back to work or go back to school or you meeting people.
圣诞节过后，你回到学校，回到公司，或者你遇到朋友。
Usually you talk to the people then, how are you doing?
人家就会问你过得怎么样啊。
What did you do during the holidays?
在圣诞的时候，你做了些什么东西？
Your answer or someone answers to you, maybe, oh, I ate a lot.
你的回答或者人家问你说，你可能说你吃
了。Or I went to.Many parties.
或者我去了很多节日的派对。
Or I got a last minute deal and go to Palmer's.
或者我得到最后的一个很好的 deal. 很好的
deal
就是很好的价钱可以去巴哈马去旅游。
可能So any students here? Students?
有没有学生在当中
？So any a few students? So
有没有学生
？So when you go back, you are going to take exam or not?
Yeah. 你回到学校要考试吗
？I know high school is going to take exam after Christmas.
我知道。
University just finished exam. How many people go to university here?
这里有没有大学生？
I saw someone running somewhere.
有一些人啊，有一些。
So for those who are going to university, possibly you answer, I'm going to rest a lot.
啊，你假如是大学生的话，你说我在这家其实休息了很多。不要吵醒我了，等到下午两点。
我的 high school student, your parents want you to study.
高中生可能你的父母会啊逼着你来学习。
But actually, you want to play the games.
但是你想玩一些游戏。
Or rest.
或者是休息。
Some of those people may be, learn like nothing to do, but read about the parents and parents.
很多朋友会跟他的朋友跟他的家人在一起。
So it's all about like eat, party, travel, rest, friends and family, study, blah blah.
就是这样，吃很多东西，去很多派对，或者去很多的地方，或者遇到很多的人。
So seems like Christmas holiday is just like one of the holidays in every year.
这圣诞节好像是其他的节日一样啊，都是在当中这样的过。
Okay, something I missed.
会不会我们有一些东西我们啊错过了？啊，买东西。
I know I went to one news yesterday. It seems like there were not a lot of people shopping.
啊，我昨天去了 one news 来买东西啊，好像很多人在那里。
And talking about that, Christmas with the price, then the holidays is just one of the holidays we don't have.
假如圣诞节没有基督，那个圣诞节只是与其他的节日一样。
And Christmas actually is, I would say, somebody say, New Year is the new beginning.
圣诞节可能有一些人说是新年的新的开始。
I would say Christmas is the new beginning.
但是我说圣诞节是新的开始。
Christmas is so important in this world.
圣诞节是非常重要的。
It's celebration of the birthday of one particular person.
是庆祝一个特别的人的诞生。
Of course, if you come here, you know we celebrate the birthday of Jesus Christ.
大家来到这里，你当然知道是基督的降生。
The most important question in my life, I think in anyone's life, is answering this question.
我相信很多人在生命当中，包括我也是要回答这个很重要的
问题。Who is Jesus?
基督是谁？耶稣是谁
？After that, we know who is Jesus, and then the next question, the second most important question is anything to do with me.
当我们知道基督是谁的时候，我们要问这与我何干
？Today I'm going to say.These two questions will be, or has been the most important question in my life and hopefully in your life.
我相信这两个问题是在我生命当中，也期望是大家当中最重要的两个问题。
Because the answers determine that, are you going to live a life into fullness or are you going to completely waste your life?
因为你的答案会断定了你究竟有一个丰富的人生，还是一个浪费的人生。
If your answer is right and you're willing to live the answer, live your life according to the answer, you live a very fruitful life.
当你的答案是对的，你也愿意按照这个答案去行的话，我相信你的生命会一定有很丰富。
If your answer is wrong, or you get the answer right, but you are not going to live according to the answer, you completely waste your life.
虽然可能你找到了正确的答案，但是你不按着这个答案来生活的话，你的生命仍然是浪费。
So what's the first question? Who is Jesus?
第二问题，耶稣是谁
？So when we read the scripture, I know we just read Mandarin. So all of you understand Mandarin?
我们刚才读经的时候是用国语的，有没有年轻人
？But all the problem with all the keynotes we have, will have the English and Chinese.
我们待会的 PowerPoint 全部都有中英文。
So the scripture said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. And verse 14 said, the Word became flesh and made him dwell with.Make his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
约翰福音一章一到二节的十四节这样说：太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，就是独生子的荣光。
The scripture said Jesus is the Word.
圣经说，基督耶稣是这个道。
Jesus is the Word. He said, "Beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God."
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
And scripture also said, "The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us."
道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
So it's very clear that the Word became flesh.
很清楚的，道成了肉身
，and stood with us，
和我们在一起。
And Jesus is the Word.
耶稣就是那个道。
And this question is, what is the Word?
下一个问题就是什么是道。
The scripture from John is not written primarily for us, like we living in the year 2019. They written for some people who either Jews or Greeks.
约翰福音所写的不是为我们2019年的人现代人来写的，而是用当初希腊语跟当初的希腊人来写的。
犹太人
来写的。
Of course, the scripture talks to us every day.
当然，这圣经对我们每一天都说话。
But primarily, they talk to the people of Jews and the Greeks.
他们主要是跟犹太人。
Then I'm asking them when John says the word, what did it mean to them?
当约翰写这个道的时候，他到底是有什么意思呢？
So in the Jewish thought that one of the philosopher called Alexandria, so he say that the logos was the intermediary between God and the cosmos, being both the agent of creation and the agent through which the human mind cannot.
公元一世纪，犹太哲学家亚历山大这样说：道是上帝与宇宙中间的中介，既是创造的媒介，又是人类心灵可以理解上帝的媒介。
So that the Jewish thing is he is an agent.
可传统的犹太人认为他就是一个中介。
Something in between.
有一些在中间的。
So for the agent, you can.Talk to the ultimate person you want to reach.
通过中介，你就可以跟你愿意讲的话的人可以沟通。
There are many agents in the world.
在这个世界上有很多的中介。
So when I think about agents, somehow I think about coffee agents.
我想到这个中介的时候，我就想到那个地产的中介。
Of course, if you want to buy and sell a house or condo, we will reach out to the agents, right?
当我们要买或者要卖我们房产的时候，你就要跟那个中介来沟通。
But you know our goal is not the agent.
那你知道你的目标不是那个中介。
I know there's some agents here.
我知道这里有房地产商。
We love them, but they are not our ultimate goal.
我很喜爱他们，但是他们不是我们最终的目标。
Because we want agents to find something else. What is that?
我们通过他们要找一些东西是什么？我们想那个房产。我们想买，我们想卖。
But we can do multiple agents.
我们可以通过不同的中介。
我们可以 sign a multiple agent for your client, but if you don't like, you can sign another agent, do that.
当然你要签一些合同，要跟一个中介来合作。但你不喜欢他的话，可以跟别人。有很多的中介。
But our ultimate goal is the same. In the Jewish world, there might be someone that through them or through him that we can reach out to the ultimate to the highest level.
我们的目标是一致的，像犹太人一样，他们通过中介要跟上帝有沟通。
So when they read the word of John, the book of John, say in the beginning there was word, that the word came to their mind, they oh, this is another agent.
他说道，太初有道。道与神同在，他想到的就是有一个中介在那里。
So how would rich people when the word
When good word came to their mind, what would they make?
希腊人怎么理解这个道来到他们中间呢?
So one of the philosophers of Sina was Cephea, that was the founder of Stoic school of philosophy in Athens, which thought that the logos, universal reason, was the greatest good in life and living in accordance with reason for the purpose of human life.
一个希腊的哲学家叫纪涅昂的斯洛，他是说。 人生最美好的就是按照理性生活，是人类生活的目的。Reasoning，是目的。The
Greek word logos, universal reason, reasoning,
philosophy。它这个道就是他们普遍的一个道理。If
you find that reason, you find the philosophy, I will have the ultimate good life.
如果你找到那个理由的话，你就有一个最终极人生的最好的生活。
So in John chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning there was word.
约翰福音一章一节就是太初有道。
And to them, to the Jews, maybe the ancient, to the Greeks, it may be the reason.
对于犹太人来说是终结，对于希腊人来说就是理由。
But
但是,
John didn't waste time.
约翰没有浪费时间。
He said in verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God.
然后他说,太初有道,道与神同在,道就是神。
There's no ambiguity, here.
这里没有太多的混淆在人当中。
He said Word was with God.
他说,道与神同在。
Who is Jesus?
谁是耶稣?
Jesus is the only true God.
耶稣就是独一的真神。I
know if you come across one, you call it a cult.
Oh, you can能够接触到一些的异端。异端，the
name is Jehovah's Witness.
就是耶和华见证人会。The
Bible, the version of Bible called New World Translation (NWT).
他的圣经就是新世界译本。新世界日译本。要写下来。The
New World Translation. The translation is a little bit different.
他们的翻译是有一点点的不同。Please
listen carefully.
好，大家听着。大家听清楚了。Their
translation.
他们的翻译。
In the beginning was the word.
也是太多了，对对对对对，那紧张。哦，那个翻译是OK，可以让他翻译。Their
translation: In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was
with God.
With God, and the Word was a God. A God.
他说，太初有道，道与神同在，道是其中一个神。I
missed the end of John 1. Word was with God, but then in our NIV version, the Word was God. But in NWT, the New World Translation, their translation says the Word was a God.
我们说道就是神，但是他们的翻译是道就是其中一个神。This
changed the whole world. It's totally different.
这完全改变这个原来的意思。
In the Greek grammar, there's only one translation behind that is the Word. Was God.
在希腊文当中只有一个翻译，就是道就是神。就是神是唯一的神，there's
one only true God.
就是唯一独一的真神。
So who is Jesus?
谁是耶稣?
Jesus is the only true God in this world.
耶稣就是唯一独一的真神。
There's no one bigger than him.
没有一个比他更大的。
He's not an agent.
他不是中介。
No, when we find the ultimate.
当我们找到终极的,
then you don't need other things.
你就不需要其他的东西了。
For those who married,
那些已经结婚的了,
you say to the spouse,
你跟他,你的配偶说,
you are the one.
你是唯一的。
唯一的。 You are the one. Does it mean that they are the one?
有没有就表示没有其他的？
You can say the truth for the one and go after others.
我们不能说你是那个一的，然后我们去找其他的。
The true one satisfies you. The only true one can satisfy you.
那是唯一可以满足你的，唯一可以在一起的。
It means we are not going to anywhere else.
这表示我们不在其他的地方再找。
You don't need to look for agents.
你不需要找中介。
And the English phrase of the buck stop here.
这个英文有一句话就是雄鹿就停在那里。
停在那里。不要去别处了。
Don't go anywhere.
所以就是 Jesus is one true, only one true God. You find him, you don't go to anywhere.
耶稣就是独一的真神，你找到他，你不需要再找其他的神。
When is it? And any newcomers today?
朋友或者新来宾。
If you find one,
如果你找到了独一的，
then you save a lot.
你就省节省了很多的时间。
And find the one, you don't go to search anywhere.
你找到了那独一的，你就不需要在其他地方再寻找。
Don't go
Google. 不用在 Google 找东西了。他就在这里。
He is the one.
他就是独一的。
So who is Jesus?
谁是耶稣？
In the scripture say, the verse 1 and 2, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning.
他在开始的时候就与神同在。
And in Revelation chapter 1 verse 8, he says, I'm the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
启示录一章八节这样说，我是阿拉法，我是俄梅哥，阿拉法、俄梅哥就是希腊文首两个字母，首末两个字母。
He was.
他在昔在今在以后永在的传人。
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
希伯来书十三章八节说，耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。
Who is Jesus?
谁是耶稣？
Jesus is the eternal God.
耶稣就是在我们永恒的主，永恒的神。
When Jesus came,
当耶稣来到的时候，
He said, I'm the Alpha, I'm the Omega.
他说我是阿拉法，我是俄梅拉。
It's beginning and the end.
他是开始，他是结束。
Christmas is celebrating the first coming of Jesus as a baby.
圣诞节是庆祝耶稣成为一个婴孩，第一次来到我们当中。
When he came,
当他来的时候，
he redefined the beginning.
他重新了定义这个新的开始。
Everyone has a beginning here, right?
所有的人都有一个新的开始，是不是？
What is your beginning?
哪一个是你的新的开始呢？
Your birthday.
就是你的生日。
Right. Your beginning is your birthday is the beginning of your life.
你的生日就是你来到这个世上的开始。
I'm so blessed that in my household all.Two of them have
celebrated. 我很感恩，在我们家里面有四个人，有两个人是同一天生日的。
13 years ago, my wife gave birth to my daughter.
13
on her birthday.
13年前，我太太生日的时候生了我女儿。
God is so gracious to me. He knows I'm busy, so gracious. One celebration for all.
这个恩典是够我用的。我一次的庆祝可以为两个人一起庆祝。
Everyone has a beginning.
每一个人都有新的开始。
But you, when you accept Jesus, when you know Jesus, you have a new beginning.
当你认识上帝、接受上帝的时候，你就有新的开始。
The day you know Christ, the day you accept Christ as your Lord and your Savior, and you have a new beginning.
当你接受上帝成为你个人生命的救主、新的主的时候，你就有新的开始。
Jesus Christ redefined the new beginning with His love.
上帝耶稣这重新定义这个新的开始，用他的爱来定义。
Because He came.
他来到我们当中。
He came to us.
他来到我们当中。
With a love of grace, love and sacrifice.
是有很多的爱，很多的恩典，很多的牺牲。
The Creator came to the creation.
当创造的主来到我们创造物当中。
And God so loved the world, and He sent His only Son Jesus Christ to die to save us.
神爱世人，他赐下独生子来到我们当中，来拯救我们的每一个人。
I will boldly say that.
我很大胆的来说。
Without fully knowing Jesus Christ,
没有完全认识耶稣的，
we don't know what is love.
我们不知道什么是爱。
But Jesus Christ came. We define our lives with different total kind of love.
耶稣来到我们当中，重新的定义一个完全新的爱的概念。
It's a perfect kind of love.
是一个很
Not only he redefined the beginning, he redefined each one of us who know Jesus Christ or who don't know Jesus Christ, the ending.
他不单只重新定义了开始，也重新定义了不管你认识不认识他的。
For those who are Christian or follow Christ, you know that where you go after you leave, after you left this, you leave this world.
所有已经接受耶稣、跟从耶稣的，你知道，在你生命结束的时候，你会去到哪里
？It's the place where God is.
这是神所在的地方。
It's the place where the eternal love is.
这是永恒的爱在当中的地方。
Who doesn't want to go there?
谁不想去到那地方
？Who doesn't want to go to the place full of love?
谁不想去一个充满爱的地方呢？
Of course, we need to know Jesus Christ of what He has done for us on the cross.
当我们要认识耶稣，还有他在十字架上为我们所做的。
And the Scripture says in Revelation 1:8, "Who is and who was and who to come, the Almighty God."
他所来到的就是，
就是不是1:8。
Okay.昔在、今在、以后、永在的全能者。
And he's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, forever.
他昨天、今日、直到永远都是一样的。
He's almighty, and he's always the same. He's not gonna change.
他是全能的，他是永恒不变的，他没有改变的。
Friends, sister, and friends.
弟兄姐妹、朋友。
Your life is like a boat.
你的生命就像一条船。
There's a beginning.
有一个开始。
There's the end.
有结束。
I don't know how many people when you read books, you only read beginning and end.
哦，就是书你有开始，有结束。
Students.
学生。
Did you read books only beginning and end? 你
只读这个书的开始还有结束吗？还有人
摇
点头啊！
You can ask me. I'm very good at studying.
你可以问我，我读书不错的。
Some of the books are meant to be read the beginning and the end.
有些书我们可以读开始和结束。
It's just the permission make it that big.
只是它把它变成这么厚
了。I was reading a book that read the beginning and spent like days to read until the end.
我读了一本书。开始的时候，然后花了很多天读到结尾的时候。
And you are reading the end.
你读到结束的时候。
I say why I waste so much time.
你就问我自己啊，为什么我要浪费这么多时间
？But our book.
那是我们的书。
Please.
请大家。
Not only the beginning and the end.
不要只读开始和结束。
Jesus redefined our beginning and redefined our end.
耶稣重新定义了我们开始和结尾。
But now He is holding your hand, holding your fingers to wipe every page of your life.
但是他就拿着你的手啊，用每一天来写这个生命的。
This is your book. This is our books.
这是你的书和我的书。
Would we allow Jesus' hand to hold our hand to wipe every page of our life?
我们让神的手拿着我们的手来写我们生命的每一天呢、啊，每一页吗
？When you read the Bible,
当你
说一个，
读到书的到的时候
，A good storybook should be has some ups and downs, right?
每一本书都有高高起伏。
If this book is say I wake up in the morning, eat breakfast, and then sit, eat lunch, cook lunch, and tea time, and dinner, and over the 200 page, how do you feel?
我在早上起来读书，然后经过午餐、下午茶、晚餐，来读了200页。
How do you feel?
你觉得怎么样呢
？How do you feel?
你觉得怎么样
？Yeah, books. Good storybooks suppose have ups and downs.
一本好的书应该有高低起伏。
Some tension.
有一些紧张的东西。
Some high point.
有一些高点。
And some valley.
有一些地步
But you and I, if we allow Jesus Christ to hold your hand to write the book,
但当你和我允许神的手拿着我们的手来写我们生命的每一章的时候
But Jesus, listen.
弟兄姐妹听着
If we allow Jesus Christ to hold our hands to write every page of our life, I guarantee you the footnote at the end, you will say full of grace and truth.Your windows, full of grace and truth.
当我们愿意神的手拿着我们手来写生命的每一章页的时候，那个备注的时候，你肯定会写。
Because our God,
我们的生命蛮有恩典怜悯。
Because our God is only God. Our God is ever the same God that's always with us.
因为我们的神是全能的神，是永恒不变的神。是永永远远都
没有。Just try to define the beginning and the content of our book and the ending of our book. He is an eternal God.
他是永恒的上帝，他定义了我们生命的开始和结束。
And who is Jesus? Not only he is the only true God, not only he is the eternal God, he is the Lord of all things.
耶稣还是万有的主。
In scripture say, through him all things were made.Without him, nothing was made that has been made.
万物都是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
The reason, the sense, the Lord of all things, the Creator of all things, he means he will take care all of our creations.
他是万有的创造主，他会看顾我们所有被造的之物。
He owns them.
他拥有我们。
So Peter said, he cared about all his creation.
他关怀他所创造的所有东西。
And Scripture said in Revelation 6, he said, if that is how God throws the grass of field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown in fire, will he not much more help you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear, for the pagans run after this thing, and your happy brother knows that you need that. But seek first his kingdom, and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
马太福音六章三十到三十三节说：“你们这小信的人啊，眼里你的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰。”何况你们呢？所以不要忧愁，说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国、他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
When Jesus came, so we end as we celebrate Christmas.
耶稣来的时候，当我们庆祝圣诞节的时候
，He gave us a new ending.
他给我们一个新的结束。
The new ending actually encourages us, not be only encourages us, but give us no choice, but only pursue eternal things.
他叫我们追求永恒的事。
If we know our ending,
如果我们知道我们的结局
and if we are wise enough,
如果我们有智慧的话
and the only thing we should pursue in this world.Is his kingdom and his righteousness.
我们在这世上所唯一追求的是他的国，他的义。
Because we know at the end, nothing matters.
我们知道到结局的时候， 没有任何一样东西是有意义的。
At the end, what matters is what we have done or what we receive for the Lord.
我们唯一所有意义的，就是为主而求他，他的国，他的义。
In Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 9, on part 1, I read to you, since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your heart on things above. When Christ is seated at the right hand of God, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 2.
哥罗西书三章一到二节这样说，所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
So Christmas,
圣诞节
，Christ breaks into this world.
耶稣基督来到世上
，show us he's the only true God, eternal God, and the Lord of all things.
他告诉我们，他是唯一独一真神，是永恒的主，他是万有的主。
He redefines our world.
他重新定义了我们那本书。
So long that he also the light of light.
他还是生命的光。
In verse 4, chapter 1, say, he was light, and that light was the light of all mankind.
约翰福音一章四节这样说，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
And verse 9 said, the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world.
第九节说，那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
In chapter 8, verse 12, John, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
约翰福音八章十二节这样说，耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的，就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
Remember, I told you that at the beginning of the sermon that when we see the word.
在我们讲到之初，我告诉大家，希腊人要看这个道，要寻找这个道。
And the word came to the mind, they think about reasoning.
他们会想到理由。
The reasoning helps us to think, helps us to discern.
理由帮助我们去思想。帮助我们做判断。
Sometimes it's a bit abstract.
有时候是比较抽象的。
But Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
但耶稣说他是生命的光。
Light is never abstract.
光不是抽象的。
You have it, or you don't have it.
你有光或者没有光。
这是我们。In winter, especially when you wake up,You need a lot of light, otherwise you don't want to wake up.
在冬天的时候，我们特别需要光，不然的话我们不想起来。
So light is never after. Reasoning can be after. The light is never after.
那光从来不是抽象的，可能这个理由是抽象的，但光不是抽象的。
I need it. He needs it. You need it.
我们每一个人都需要。
And the scripture in the Psalm say, Your word is a lamp for my feet, the light on my path.
诗篇一百一十九篇一百零五节这样说：“你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。”
I like it. I like the Chinese. 我嘅点先啊？脚前嘅灯，路上嘅光；脚前嘅灯，路上嘅光。It's just right here at your feet.
就在你的脚前。
It's not after, it's not like up there in the sky, you have to search it.
不是很抽象的，是在天上你要寻找。
When Jesus came, he said, I'm the light of the world.
当耶稣来的时候，他说我生命的光。
He gives light to everyone.
是把这个光给到每个人。
Everyone needs it.
每个人听到。
It's warm.
啊，每个人需要。
It's guidance.
是我们指示。
No light, you cannot do anything.
没有光，我们不能做任何的东西。
One sister, friends,
弟兄姐妹朋友
we need Jesus.
我们需要耶稣
And Jesus is so, it's not after, it's so concrete in our life that we need every single moment in our lives.
耶稣不是抽象的，是非常有确据的，是我们每一天生命里面都需要。
Okay, I say that God is one true God, eternal God, the Lord of all things, and the light of life. Yeah.
就是独一的神，神是永恒的主，是万有的主，是生命的主。But
I think the most amazing thing when I read the scripture.
当我们读到经文的时候，我觉得最重要的是。One
true God.
是唯一的真神，是永恒的主。
The Lord of all things.
是万有的主。
The light of the world.
是生命的光。
Choose to come to this world as a baby, flesh. The scripture says, full of grace and children.
他选择来到我们的中间，是一个 baby 的形象，婴孩的形象。圣经说是满有荣光，充充满满。
The scripture says in verse 14 that you've been in the church for a long time, you probably know this scripture very well. The word in flesh, and it is dwelt among us. We have been conceived with this glory, the God of the One and Only Son, who came from the Father full of grace and truth.
约翰福音1章14节这样说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
I don't know about you, how to think, but when I became more mature and more older, more age.
我不知道大家怎么样，但当我成长的过程当中，我不知道他是成长了，成熟了，你成熟的时候。
Become old.
当我年长的时候。
I don't know you, but I cherished the time with my friends and families, more than party, more than shopping, and more than anything else.
我更加觉得我们的家庭的时光是最重要的。I don't
know if you go back to China or go to Hong Kong, go to your workplace, then you always say, hey, go meet the secondary school friends or university school friends. Just cherish every time you meet, right?
我不知道你去到你以前居住的地方，可能你会碰到旧同学，你很珍惜当初的时光。
I think when we get more experience and more mature or more.
当我们渐渐成长变老的时候，我们很珍惜我们身边的人。你很珍惜与你爱的人所爱的人在一起的时光。Jesus
loves.
耶稣爱我们。
He's Almighty God.
他是全能的主。
He's an eternal God, not limited by time like us. We are limited by time.
他是永恒的主，他没有时空限制。 不像我们是受到时间限制。
He is the light.
他是生命的光。
And he created all things.
他创造了所有的东西。
But he chose to came to live with us.
他选择来到我们当中，跟我们一起住。
I hope that everyone upgrade after this.
我希望当我们结束的时候。
You at home just knelt down to thank God for his grace.
你在家里面跪下来，就感谢主给你的恩典。
How many people would love to make Christmas cookies and give to others?
有多少人喜欢做那个圣诞的曲奇饼？曲奇饼，然后送给人家的。有没有啊？做了个饼来送给。饺子啊！饺子，饺子，饺子。你们过熟了吗？圣诞节的时候。Okay,
I tell you a story that. So you make something, okay? You cook, right?
我假设大家都会煮一些东西。I don't know what you cook, let's say cookie or something, whatever.
When you cook, you bake first, you are the creator.
你做食物的时候，你就是创造者。
You are the creator of the food.
你是创造的食物出来。
I don't know how much you love the food you create.
我不知道你。 有多喜爱你所煮出来的东西？
When you make the food, and I ask you, do you want to have that?
那你创造以后出来，你想跟他们一起？
I ask them young people, they are making cookies.
年轻人他会做一些曲奇饼。
They are having so much fun making cookies, and then they put the cookies in the oven.
他们做饼的时候有很多欢乐时光，然后把饼放在那个。
Or you make dumplings, so you're about to put in the boiling water.
或者你做饺子，你把它放在水里面。
At that moment, I ask them.
在 那个时刻我要问他们
Do you want to be with the cookies?
你想跟那曲奇饼在一起吗？
Did anyone say yes?
No, of course! Of course!
没有人说想的，肯定没有人
想。 Because you want to be cookies, you just go to heaven.
你想变成那曲奇饼，你就要去那焗炉里面。
You go to do this. You go to be cookie. You go to the oven. You go to be dummy. You go to boiling water.
你会这样做吗？你会到去到焗炉里面？你会去到那个热水里面吗
？No, we are not.
不会，我们绝对不会。
We don't love cookies that much.
我们不喜欢那个 cookie 那么多。
我们喜欢吃。
We love it.
We don't love that much to hurt them.
但我们不喜欢和他们在一起。
But it's not the end of the story I told them.
但这不是这个我告诉他们的故事的结局。
And the most horrible thing is,
最可怕的是
even if they decide to be with the cookies,
即使他们决定要和曲奇饼在一起
and the cookies in the office say no, you can't.
但是在焗炉里面的曲奇饼说你不可以
Stay away from me.
你要远离我。
我的当兵学校 ，Boys will say no. You cannot come here. This is my place.
饺子在水里面，饺子说你不能进来，因为这是我的地方地盘。
You think I'm hilarious, right?
你觉得我是讲笑是的
？Read the scripture together.
我们一起来读圣经。
We spot the light shine in darkness, and the darkness has not overcome.
光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
And verse 10, 11, he was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him.
十节、十一节这样说，他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
So when I tell the cookie story or the dumpling story, you think I'm hilarious, you think I'm ridiculous.
当我告诉大家刚才那个故事的时候，你觉得我很稀奇，很开玩笑。
And I ask you to read the scripture very carefully in the first chapter of John.
我请大家再读一次，这很小心的读这段经文。
我只是光，照在黑暗里，他们却不接受光。
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome.
There's no way when light comes into the dark must receive light.
光本来照在黑暗里面，黑暗应该是接受光。
The English translation is they can overcome. Of course, they can also overcome. Darkness has no power to overcome the entrance of light.
黑暗其实不能拒绝光进来的。
But the analogy is from verse 10 and 11.Jesus came to the world he made, and the people and the things say did not his own did not receive him.
他反映的是，耶稣来到这个世界上，世界不认识他，也不想接待他。
There are five things I talk about Jesus. That's why I think who is Jesus? That's five things.
我们讲了五样的东西。
The first thing is Jesus is the one true God.
耶稣是唯一的真神。
Jesus is eternal God.
耶稣是永恒的主。
Jesus is the God of God.
万有的主。
The Lord of all things. And the fourth is Jesus is the light of life.
耶稣是生命的光。
And the fifth one is Jesus dwells among us.
第五样就是耶稣住在我们身边。
If anyone did not believe Jesus Christ yet.
如果在我们当中还没认识耶稣的
，I'm telling you, Christmas is so good.
我告诉大家，圣诞节是很美好的。
The one true God, the creator of all things, and eternal God, is your guidance, your warmth, and choose to be with you.
这独一的主，这永恒的主，这生命的光，选择来到这里与大家一起。
But the history told me.
但是历史告诉我们
humanity kind of do hilarious and ridiculous things.
人类是做一些不可思议、很难想象的事情。
I said impossible rejection.
我说是不可能的拒绝。
Please,
请大家
Don't do that.
不要这样做。
Rejection is like you try to put the whole big square block into the one hole.
你拒绝就是啊，把一个
很大的
立方体放到一个人的洞里面。
You spend the whole life to put a big square block into one hole. I'm telling you, I'm telling each one of us, we are wasting our time.
当你用一生的精力把这个大的方块放到一个圆的洞里面，你是浪费了你的生命。
Why would we reject the one true and God, the God of the Lord of all things and the guidance, and choose to be the person to reject? Why do we do this?
为什么我们要拒绝这独一的真神、万有的主、永恒的主，还有我们生命的指引
？We are here living the world is only temporary.
我们在这世上只是客旅。
Our beginning and the end is limited pages.
我们的开始、结尾只有有限的页数。
But when we have Jesus,
当我们有上帝的时候
，we have our eternal faith with Jesus.
我们有永恒的信心和耶稣在一起。
Then our book is like unlimited for grace and truth.
我们的书就变成没有限制，会充充满满的有恩典有真理。
Darkness will not and never will be overcome light.
黑暗绝对不接受光。
Humanity chose to reject Jesus, but by doing this, it's a waste.
人可以选择不接受耶稣，但是这样做的话是浪费了生命。
I want to remind you again.
我想提醒大家再一次。
Christmas story is reminded that we have a new beginning.
圣诞节的故事告诉我们有新的开始。
The new beginning is beginning with a new definition of love.
是我们重新对爱有新的定义。
Jesus said, "Didn't say I force you to come."
耶稣没有强迫我们要到他的跟前。
Jesus showed that how much he loved us.
但是耶稣彰显了他有多爱我们的一个人。
He said, "I want to give you a new identity."
他说我要给你一个新的身份。
A new book.
一本新的书。
A new beginning.
一个新的开始。
A new ending.
一个新的结束。
He said, John.Verse 12.
约翰福音一章十二节。
Yet all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
So almost the end of the year.
这一年快结束了。
There's a lot of things changed in the last in 2019.
在2019年，可能有很多事情转变。
But Jesus never changed.
但神耶稣他没有改变。
Just today, remind you for those who already follow him, remind you that no matter how much anything change in our circumstances in our lives, Jesus never changed, and we are his children.
今天我想提醒大家，假如已经相信了他了，可能我们生命有很多的改变，但耶稣他并没有改变。
Those who haven't received our Lord Jesus Christ yet, I'm saying that.Jesus was up and grace.
那大家还没有相信接受他的话，我告诉大家，耶稣充满爱，也充满恩典。
What you need to do to have a new book?
你想要这本新书，你应该怎样做呢
？The scripture said, "Receive it."
圣经告诉我们说，我们要接待他。
Believe in his name.
我们要承认他的名，相信他的名。
And he will give us the right to become children.
他就给我们有权柄成为神的儿女。
It's too good to be true.
这太好了，太难相信了。
But it's 100% true.
但是是100%是正确的。
I ask you don't do any impossible things to reject.
我想请大家不要想尽方法来拒绝他。
To live a life of fullness or to waste our life.
要注意成为一个充满丰富的生命，还是浪费的人生呢
？In this Christmas, I hope everyone has a new beginning.
在这个圣诞节当中，我希望大家都有一个新的开始，做一个智慧的选择，来接触耶稣。让我们一起低头祷告。
亲爱的主，我感谢你，主啊，你来的时候，耶稣来的时候，祝福我们的恩典还有真理，主啊，让我们就是看见你是独一的真神，你就是爱我们的主，就是永恒之主，就是这创造万物的主，主啊，你给我们就是有儿女的身份的时候，我们要追求天上的事，主啊，求你帮助我们，就是当恩典来到的时候，我们就是打开我们的心，打开我们的手，迎接你给我们的丰盛的祝福。主啊，求你就帮助我们，就是这些朋友今天还没有相信耶稣的，主啊，求你就让他们就看见主的爱他。这圣诞节就是指明就是耶稣基督就是神来到我们中间，是吧？求主的让他见到就是这个爱，就是这无私的爱，是吧？求主给我们每一个看见。Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today for your message, your word has spoken to us. Father, may your love continue to grow out in us. May you open our eyes so that every day we receive our Lord, every day we walk with our Lord Jesus Christ for grace and truth. Lord, thank you so much for giving us a new book, a new beginning, a new end. Let us don't waste our time, but every day to seek your kingdom, to seek your righteousness. Every day to share the love of our Lord Jesus Christ to the people we believe. Thank you, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.